State officials still have hundreds of millions of dollars in pandemic relief money for businesses and nonprofits. The deadline to apply has passed, but current applications would only use half the money. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The state received $1.25 billion in federal relief. There's $580 million left that will go to grants. The money can go to businesses, nonprofits, and healthcare providers who can show they've been affected by the pandemic. The application deadline was several weeks ago. About 6,000 applications came in, but those requests only total about $280 million, less than half of the available money. Liza Clark is the state finance commissioner. She says many applications are still in process. Some could be denied for not meeting qualifications. That would mean the final amount awarded could be less than $280 million.
At most, we would spend this amount. The number will either stay the same or go down.
Clark says many applications have errors that need correcting. She says 270 applicants failed to respond to questions last week. Clark asks all applicants to check their email.
And the worst thing that could happen is that all of us are getting phone calls on December 30th saying, where's my money? Oh, I missed an email from 2 months ago, so now I don't get a check. Well, we have to have the information to pay you correctly.
The state must spend the federal relief money by the end of December. The finance commissioner and the legislature's appropriations committee plan to meet again next month. They could consider options for the leftover money, which could be about $300 million. Options include changing eligibility requirements for the grants. The current maximum for many applicants is $500,000. The state is also considering hazard pay for healthcare workers and asking the federal government to extend the year-end deadline. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.